First, the COVID-19 pandemic has shaken up a lot of aspects of the economy, including the supply chain for the meat industry. While big meat packing plants have been ordered to stay open, some consumers are starting to look elsewhere for their meat. Small farmers and meat processors in Wisconsin are reporting a spike in demand for their products. For some customers, it might be their first time buying meat from a smaller local source. Jeff Sindelar is an associate professor and extension meat specialist in the Department of Animal and Dairy Sciences in the College of Agriculture and Life Science at UW-Madison. Jeff, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you. Great to be back.
Well, how big an impact has the pandemic had on the meat supply chain?
Well, I think most could agree or understand that it has had a pretty large impact, right? I mean, we're talking about terms and words like meat crises, and, you know, I've really been referring to them more as meat shortages, but anytime that a crisis is linked with an industry, we know that definitely there's been an impact and lots of things that have been happening and creating this, you know, impact.
Now, in the meat industry, we hear again and again, you name the meat and it's dominated by, you know, a number of producers that you can count on one hand, 3-4 producers. But under the radar there, we have these smaller producers. How many of them, how big a deal is this in a place like Wisconsin?
Yeah, so absolutely. I mean, the meat industry is very dynamic and very unique, and we have, you know, very large, you know, meat processing establishments that might have 3,000 or more employees, down to very small operations, you know, small establishments that might have a handful, you know, 10 or less, and they're sprinkled throughout the state of Wisconsin and across the country. And in Wisconsin, you know, we have about 425 licensed meat and poultry processing establishments, and probably about 90% of those are small and very small plants, family-run businesses that have 30, 35 employees or less.
Have we seen a rise in consumer demand now? I mean, I've seen some reports about this. Are you seeing this rise in consumer demand for smaller producers and processors?
Most certainly, and this has been kind of going rampant over the past several weeks. And it really started with the closing of some of the very large plants, as well as slowing down the production, which has created this chain reaction. And, you know, us as consumers have witnessed less products in the grocery stores, in some cases none, and definitely some high variability and volatility of prices that we're seeing in stores. So this is all attributed to, right, lots and lots of people looking at other places to find their meat products, and small and very small meat processors in the state have absolutely been a target and have responded to those needs.
That's the demand side. Now, how about the supply side, where we've seen stories of, you know, people who are raising, you know, pigs, beef cattle, chickens, whatever, all of a sudden that plant shuts down for a while because of an outbreak there. Are they trying to look to these smaller processors to have a place to sell their livestock?
Absolutely. There's been a concerted effort throughout the state of Wisconsin that's to try to find places to go with some of these animals. And you know, that is really the tragedy of this entire situation, in my opinion, right? We raise animals for food, and, you know, we have animals as pets, but the animals for food, if we do not utilize those animals for the purpose in which they exist, it really is a disservice. You know, it's a waste, right? So there's been huge efforts in all counts in a whole bunch of different ways, all stemming from the university to the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection to trade association groups such as the Wisconsin Pork Association, the Wisconsin Beef Council, and the Wisconsin Beef Cattle Associations, and others, to try to figure out how can they get these animals, you know, not make it a tragedy, but try to get some of these more of these animals processed. And the small and very small establishments have been doing all that they can to help. And so definitely they have been front and center, not a solution, but have supported the unfortunate situation that has occurred in the state of Wisconsin.
We're talking about a growing demand for meat produced by smaller producers and processors here in Wisconsin. Jeff Sindelar is with us, associate professor and extension meat specialist at UW-Madison. Jeff, if there's somebody out there thinking, yeah, this sounds good, but I know where to find meat in my grocery store. I don't know where how to find this stuff from smaller processors. Where do they start? What do they need to know?
Sure. So there's a lot of them sprinkled across the state of Wisconsin. There's one county in the state of Wisconsin that does not have a small meat processor. And, of course, you know, nearly all of them have more than one and some have many. So you can obviously, contact a local chamber of commerce, you know, or someone in a the county seat, for example, and ask them. You can go to a couple of websites, right? So you can go to the Wisconsin Association of Meat Processors, and that website is wi-amp.com. They list a couple hundred small and very small meat processors across the state. You can go to the Wisconsin Department of Ag and Trade and Consumer Protection, Something Special from Wisconsin website. They have a meat section, and they list a bunch of those. And sometimes it's just asking a neighbor or a friend.
How about safety? Do these smaller producers have comparable safety and inspection guidelines as the larger ones would?
Yeah, absolutely. So in the state of Wisconsin, we have meat process establishments that operate under federal inspection. So the federal government serves as the inspectors, federal employees. We're one of 27 states in Wisconsin because of the size of our industry that has a state meat inspection program. So the state of Wisconsin has inspectors that go into the plants. Irregardless, they all follow federal regulations for food safety, for labeling, for truthfulness and accuracy of, you know, weights and measurements and what's on the label and ingredients and so forth. So the products from small, very small plants is equally safe as those that you would find from some of your, you know, more mainstream plants and companies.
I know some of these you can buy, you know, what you need to grill this weekend, say, but some of them you might be able to buy a quarter or a half a cow. What do we need to do to be prepared to store those larger purchases?
Yeah, so if you have an opportunity, and many of us already do this through direct marketing, and many of us also do this through what's called custom processing, right? So just a few weeks ago, I had a beef animal. I was a half owner in a beef animal. I had that harvested at Country Meat Cutters just outside Madison. I gave them an order. I said, this is how we'd like it packaged, the thickness of the cuts, the amount of product in each cuts. And then, of course, they contacted me and told me when that it was ready to be picked up. So what consumers have to be aware of is, right, it's usually a lot of product. So like a half a beef, for example, you're talking about, you know, nearly 200 pounds of meat that you have to do something with. And so, once you're able to find a place for it, a home for it, storing it properly in a really good freezer where you're maintaining, you know, really good cold temperatures is very, very critical.
We have a question I'm going to pass along from Brad. If you can answer it just briefly. We've got deer processors in the state. They're not too busy right now with deer. Can we convert them to help produce that excess supply that might be coming from producers here?
Yeah, that's a super great question. It's a very creative question. So potentially yes, but also potentially no. So deer processors generally do not have to follow state or federal regulations, which are the same as used for beef, pork, lamb, poultry, and so forth. And so they would have to apply for inspection for harvesting or processing these types of animals. But as long as they have the equipment, and as long as they state, as long as they pass standards for the, showing that they can safely produce food in those plants, they absolutely could. That would absolutely be an option.
And we'll have to leave it at that. Thanks to our guest, Jeff Sindelar, associate professor and extension meat specialist at UW-Madison, talking about a rise in demand for small meat producers. Stick around. There's more to come on Central Time here on the Ideas Network.